out in the great open spaces where men are men. Young love, sounding a clash of primitive hearts, comes into its own. Where the strong, silent man of the open bravely comes to the aid of a maiden who herself had been warned of the peril of a heart made of cold hard stone. Miss Estelle St. Clair thought herself aloof and trifled with the feelings of a stranger. Out to get some air, riding on the hoof, she came upon an unexpected danger. First an evil smile, then a docked sombrero. And though her blows rained hard, she finally fell, struggling all the while. Though her chances narrow, she was barred across the border into hell.
For the love of mercy, can you not hear me? I loathe and despise you. Sweet girl of me, you're gonna love me. Is there no hope for society, star?
Oh, señorita, you are beautiful, and such wild fancy, señor. You must know that I am the snake. Love scares, I will claim you and tame you for sure.
Take me.
You joking? It's a trifle.
Take this.
Ah, is that the best you've got?
Take this.
Don't you wish you had a rifle?
Take this. Is that better?
No, it's not.
Helpless, more than an innocent baby, was our Estelle. A bastard, a Mr. Viper's most vile. He would have his way. When the strong, silent man of the open, to the aid of a maiden who herself had been warned of the peril, is there no one to save the day?
Am I too late, Miss St. Clair?
Sapristi! You!
Me.
Benson, sharp of chin, broad of chest, strong of arm. One black Buck Benson, and recall, keeping all safe from harm.
You've come, my love, my angel dove. You fanned the flames within my passionately beating heart. Away we'll ride, legs to one side, and thus together we a new life with each other start.
Our love will last on forever. And if I ask you when you leave, you'll only answer never.
Hey, Merton, put that down, you dimwit.
What?
For good land's sake, have you gone crazy?
I
put that thing